a handbook, The 10 Most Important Things to Know in Life by Vince Lisi, a Now Creations publication, 2021. Dedication. This book is dedicated to the following: the Pizzuti and Lisi families, who nurtured me so lovingly during my formative years. To all the people, and I do mean all the people, with whom I shared life's lessons, especially my dear loves of Sandra and Ian. To all my teachers, from Plato and Aristotle to Paramahansa Yogananda and Eckhart Tolle, and everyone else in between, the Buddha, Jesus, and the great spiritual traditions. To the present family of Now Creations, with whom we continue to grow. And most of all, to the one from whom we are able to share the beauty of these 10 things. Preface. For several years, people have asked me to write a book. And for several years, I did not do so because everything I knew seemed to have already been stated somewhere, and I felt no need to reinvent the wheel. Until now. What I feel is needed is a simple handbook for everyday people to give them a way of living meaningfully in today's complex world. I believe that this current book does precisely this, and it is my joy to contribute these 10 things to the evolution of life. The first most important thing to know is that someday you will leave the earth. Whether by accident, disease, choice, or natural causes, you will someday cease to be living here on earth. I don't say this to scare you or to have you obsess about dying, but to help you see that everyone leaves the earth so that you don't think that earth is a permanent retirement center. Therefore, don't be surprised when others and you eventually pass. And especially, don't think you take anything with you except the state of consciousness you are in. More about this in the 10th thing. The earth experience is an interim experience. For the time being, just as there was a pre-earth experience, there will be a post-earth experience. The second most important thing to know is how the human is constituted. Basically, there are five parts to you. First, there are your life circumstances, everything from your relationships, work, possessions, and social status. Secondly, you have a physical body. Thirdly, you have thoughts, a mind. Fourth, you have emotions. Fifth, and most importantly, you have an inner you that I will call the soul. These five parts have four characteristics. First, they are interrelated. They interact with each other. Second, they are dynamic. Either you use them or you lose them. They grow or diminish. Third, each part strives to be balanced, not too much and not too little. Fourth, and the most important characteristic, there is a hierarchy, an order of importance to the five parts. The soul is the most important part and needs to direct the other four parts. For most people, this is the most difficult thing to do because they often get so caught up in their life circumstances and the effects that these circumstances have on their body, emotions, and mind, that your soul self, the inner you, gets put on the back burner, often for years. Until the soul becomes more directive of your life, you will be living from the outside in and will eventually have to wake up. Again, this bringing of the soul to its directive position is absolutely essential for authentic living, which is the third most important thing to know. The third most important thing to know is that you have a purpose for being on the earth. You have come to do and or be something. The difficulty with finding one's purpose is that it is often presented as finding your niche in the world, finding where you fit in. This often becomes like trying to hammer a square peg into a round hole, because it often disregards your soul's direction, the inner you. It is your soul that has your purpose, not the people or the world outside of you. Your soul's purpose is often found by looking at what makes you really happy and pursuing it in your daily living. It involves an inner knowing of what satisfies you. And while it often changes external expressions, it is a basic tendency that you have always had. In a nutshell, your purpose is the one thing you would be disappointed by if you did not accomplish it in your life. Which leads us to the fourth most important thing to know. The fourth most important thing to know is that we live in two worlds. The first world is the external, outside world of our life circumstances. This world is very important because it involves our worldly self that is involved with relationships, work, possessions, and status. The second world is the internal, inside world of our emotions, thoughts, and soul. For most people, the outside world of daily living and life circumstances controls their thoughts and emotions. The notion of making it in the world is a very heavy responsibility, which cannot be neglected. The problem is that daily responsibilities can be so demanding that one's soul direction is put on the back burner. Please reread this previous sentence. As a result, one can go through life for many years where the soul's voice is muted. Everyday living becomes the substance of our thoughts and emotions, and the soul's voice can go unheard for decades. Learning to blend these two worlds of the outer you and the inner you is the next most important thing to know. The fifth most important thing to know is how to blend the outer and inner worlds from the guidance of the inner world, your soul. Since most people are so concerned about the outer world, to follow the inner guidance of the soul takes a concerted effort of good teachers and one's own inner awareness. In today's society, we need more and more people to ask the question, what do you feel you should do, be? Rather than simply trying to help others to fit into a niche that has little to do with their soul's purpose. Oftentimes, one knows their inner purpose, but finds it so difficult to follow until either it is too late or until one finds a good teacher to guide them, which is the sixth most important thing to know. The sixth most important thing is to know how to find a spiritual teacher who will help you to understand better the first five things to know and the last four things to know. Many people feel that they don't need a spiritual teacher to tell them what to do. Agreed. You don't need someone to tell you what to do. But you more than likely need someone to assist you to know the inner you, which holds your purpose in life. Most people get lost in the world. A good spiritual teacher will help them to find themselves and their purpose on the planet. The culture of India is well advanced in the finding of such a spiritual teacher. They call such a person a guru, the one who leads another to their light. This is a wise tradition. I personally am such a spiritual teacher and would welcome your inquiry if you are so moved. Specifically, a good spiritual teacher will begin by teaching you the seventh most important thing to know. The seventh most important thing to know is the importance of a daily spiritual practice. Such a practice is not just saying prayers or reading self-improvement books, but rather focuses on the following things. Number one, to daily clarify your purpose for being on the planet. From the first moment you awake in the morning. Secondly, to bring your soul guidance into all of your events of the day, so you will be soul guided through them rather than getting overwhelmed by them. Third, to remain calm, strong, and happy in dealing with the events of life, especially relationships and work, without getting lost in them. Sounds like number two, doesn't it? Fourth, to practice meditation to support you in achieving your purpose for being here on Earth. As you become more aware of your daily spiritual practices, you will want to advance to the eighth most important thing to know. The eighth most important thing to know is to associate regularly, at least once a week, with like-minded people. The simple truth is that like-minded people nourish and feed each other and establish the sense of a spiritual community, a support that is so helpful in contemporary society. Such a group should be small enough to allow for an exchange of information among the members, as well as having a leader who provides helpful facilitation. Now Creations has several such groups and would welcome your inquiry, or I could suggest such groups. You can reach us by going to our website, nowcreations.org, and clicking on Contact Us. Such support leads you to the ninth most important thing to know. The ninth most important thing to know is to learn daily to be happy, content from the inside, to live from the inside out. It is very easy to get lost in the things outside of you, especially from relationships to making a living in the world. As important as these outside things are, they all come and go. They are temporary. Of course, we live in the world, and we do have meaningful relationships. That all these things will be enhanced when you live from your inner guidance. It is your inner guidance that will raise the quality of all the other temporary things, and then prepare you for the 10th most important thing to know. The 10th most important thing to know is that when you physically die, pass, transition, the only meaningful question is, what do you take with you when you die, pass, transition? What you take with you when you pass is the present state of consciousness that you are in. Please hear this again. When you pass, the only thing you take with you is your present state of consciousness, which are your thoughts, emotions, and sense of self. Understanding this, when you pass, do you not want to be in your best, highest state of consciousness? Namely, to be consciously one with the God Spirit. Yet even more, do you not want to live from this state of consciousness while you're here on earth? If you follow the list of the 10 most important things to know, you will live such a life here and now, preparing you for such a life in your future living. Again, if I can be of assistance to you, please call, text, email me. We are all here helping each other. Sources. I have read many, many books throughout my years, most notably the works of Plato and Aristotle, Paramahansa Yogananda and Eckhart Tolle, and the wonderful teachings of the Buddha, Jesus, and the great spiritual traditions. Yet, the ultimate sources of truth resides within the mind and heart of you, the reader. Please examine these 10 things and weigh them in your mind and heart. Once they make sense to your mind and you feel them in your heart, you will be able to know their truth. Additionally, spiritual guidelines can be emailed to you by contacting us at nowcreations.org.